Time now for our weekly visit with Dr. Ashley Keith, veterinarian at the Crossroads Veterinary Clinic over in Versailles. Hey, good morning, Dr. Keith.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. This morning we're going to talk about hip dysplasia. Now, I've heard about that, and it seems like it's usually larger dogs. Tell us what that is exactly.
Yeah, there's most everybody that has a dog has heard of hip dysplasia. We don't see it in cats, per se, but certainly dogs, most everybody has heard of it, particularly if you have a purebred, large-breed dog or giant dog. Primarily, you know, you'll see it in the Newfoundlands, Great Danes, German Shepherds for sure, Labradors, Golden Retrievers, any dog that gets up, you know, 60, 70, 80 pounds are most commonly affected by it. We'll see it from time to time in pugs and Cocker Spaniels and some of the medium-sized dogs. We don't generally see it in poodles and the dogs that are less than 20 pounds. It's possible in any breed, but certainly the large and giant breeds are certainly overrepresented. But it's, like I said, most everybody has heard of it. There's a lot of confusion about it, but it's an inherited disorder of the hip joint. And we now know here recently in the last, I guess, 10 years, have come to find out that environmental factors play a big role in that as well. So it's not just inherited. We as humans play a role in it, in the development of it as well. But certainly the most common form of arthritis in the hips. The causes, like I said, it starts genetically, but there's evidence now that the time of neutering plays a role. Obesity, of course, injury at a young age, overextension and overexertion at a young age, all contribute now. But there are very, very few cases that really, you know, terminate a dog's life due to pain. We have great ways to manage it now that we didn't have even, you know, 10 or 15 years ago. But if your dog has hip dysplasia, most commonly, Jack, you're going to see, you know, stiffness and soreness after they've been laying down or resting, reluctance to exercise. They'll have sometimes a really abnormal gait, what we would call kind of a bunny hop. They don't stride. They kind of hop with both legs. It's kind of obvious if you know what you're looking for. Certainly if they're lame or sore, you know, when they play, and the reluctance, of course, to go up and down steps or jump in the car or the truck or get up on the couch or do the things that they normally would do. Most dogs will present, it'll start sometime, most dogs that have it will present about 18 months of age or older. It may be there, they may override it, meaning they've got it, but they just don't exert or make evident the symptoms until they're a little older. But diagnosis is easy. In most of these dogs, we've got to give them a little sedation because they're so doggone big. Yeah. And you need them, of course, to hold still for an x-ray. But you can hip score most of these dogs, and most of them need a little bit of sedation just so you can get a good hip film. And then, you know, prevention-wise, you want to certainly talk to your veterinarian before you make a selection of a dog and let him or her give really good advice on what to look for. Since it's inherited, it would be best to have a dog that is certified hip dysplasia-free as parents. That's the number one thing you can do. But talk to your veterinarian about things and the things that you can do to circumvent the possibility of it being a problem if your dog does have the disease. So treatment-wise, as I said earlier, there's a plethora of arthritis drugs now that we didn't have years ago. So really there's only two ways to manage it. You can manage it medically if they are, you know, in pain, and surgically. Very, very few dogs actually succumb to needing surgery, but if you do have to go that route, there are several procedures that can be done to make them comfortable and live, you know, pain-free. So if you have questions, call your veterinarian and talk it over before you make the selection of a breed or a specific dog, and let them walk you through the things you can do to hopefully prevent you having to deal with it when they get a little older.
Dr. Ashley Keith, thank you very much.
Hey, buddy, have a great day.